You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm with you here. If you just missed it, Mike Pettine has named Brian Hoyer the starter for Sunday's game against the Colts, keeping the status quo for the 7-5 Browns. We'll re-air Coach Pettine's press conference at 2 p.m. Adam Kaplan from ESPN's NFL Insiders will join us at 2:30 p.m. We want to hear from you, 216-578-0850. Get your reaction to the big news of the day. Kurt in Baltimore, welcome to the show.
Yes, hello, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call again. If you'll remind me, I'm not in enemy territory since I live in Sykesville, Maryland. You remember I grew up in Rochester and my grandfather first introduced me to the Browns. Here's a couple of points. Am I on right now?
You are on. You're on the radio. Okay. Let's do it.
Let me just tell you in listening to some of the stuff that I've noticed. First of all, I agree with somebody that commented and one of you guys said, not one person is totally responsible for all these losses. So I just want to say that up front. But I want to make a note of a couple of things. That in 13 games, the average score for the offense is 19.38 points. 31 is the highest that we have scored yet. Considering our defense these days, we're going to need a lot more points playing against the Colts if we're going to have a chance. Now, I do want to mention, too, that in our four of our losses, you could say 1-4 and pick any number where if there had been a better quarterback play, it might have saved the day and we would have won. I can point to 1-2, really, that the Browns, if they had Manziel in there, I really think they may have won at least one or two more games. Let's face it, Manziel is the future. It's time to roll the dice. We paid all this money for him, and I think he'll only get better as time goes by. The big key here, the biggest key of all, is mobility. He brings that to the table, which makes it very difficult for defenses to track him. And Hoyer is just not as mobility. Whoever talked about maturity, come on. You know, look back at Joe Namath. Some of these quarterbacks, they've all had attitudes. They've ended up in the press. Could you imagine Joe Namath nowadays? Remember one last thing since I used to be in the finance industry. Mutual funds say past performance is no guarantee of future returns.
Correct.
So with that, gentlemen, I will close again, and I'll be back in touch with you at some point. Thank you for taking my car and
Kurt,
my call. Go Browns.
Appreciate the call and certainly some good insights, and it echoed a lot of what you were saying. And I remember on Monday, both you and Joe Jurevicius, two guys who have played in the NFL, made fairly strong statements that you would have gone with Johnny Manziel without question. A lot of it has to do with what Kurt just said there. And we talked about, you know, as well, the mobility factor. And when you go back and watch the All-22, and you can say he didn't make every perfect read. People are saying, oh, well, he should have thrown a Terrence West on the pass he threw to Jim Dre. And that's fine. But if you also watched that play, you would have seen that they didn't break off of West until it's clear he's throwing the ball down the middle of the field. The truth of the matter is when you watch the All-22, what jumps out at you the most, and I'll let you explain this, is how the linebackers reacted to all of the action that was being generated. Play action, handoffs, even the straight drop back for Johnny Manziel. What they were doing, how it affected their drops in Tampa 2, how it affected their first step when it was a run play, all of that with the linebackers because of what Johnny Manziel can do.
Yeah, to answer your question is when you play zone defenses, a zone defense should, in most cases, when you're being taught it, you should be able to draw squares on a whiteboard or squares on a chalkboard, which is where a player should be covering a certain zone, okay? And when you have a threat of run or threat of run by the quarterback and you pause those linebackers or pause those defenders from getting to the proper depth and covering a certain area in that zone coverage is where you get exploited. When you fill those voids in a defense or find those voids in a defense and you are decisive in your decision-making, which Johnny Manziel was, you know, yeah, you can say, should have thrown it to this guy. Well, again, the reaction by the safety in that half the field coverage was because of the arm motion and the eyes of Johnny Manziel committing to throw the football to Jim Dre. So you can't be critical of him in that case. But yes, the ability to run the football, and that's something that Brian Hoyer has used to his advantage when he has played his best football. wide open receivers where an inaccurate quarterback or predominantly inaccurate quarterback or someone who struggles with arm strength has been able to get by game after game after game because we're scheming guys into those zones. And also, too, Brian Hoyer is highly intelligent in understanding what play we have called, and he also, in most cases, knows what the defense's coverage is in, and he knows where to go with the football, which is why Brian Hoyer, in a lot of cases, stares down his number one read because he's actually too smart for his own good. And what we've seen is a savvy defense who can get pressure in four-man front, gets that extra defender on the back end, which Brian Hoyer is not accustomed to because we've been able to successfully run the football as we did in Atlanta, and he struggles to find that extra defender or gets caught, which a lot of quarterbacks do, especially earlier in the career, and you could technically say Brian Hoyer is a first-year starter. He gets caught staring down a defender and going to that guy and committing to make that throw. And again, as I say time and time, it's defenses are too good and they evolve much faster than an offense does.
They certainly do, and that is something that it's why when you can put more pressure on a defense, the more ways you can do that, the easier it is to have success in the National Football League. Let's go now to Jerry in Cleveland. Jerry, welcome to the show.
You doing?
Good. How are you,
good,
Jerry?
Man.
I'm pretty good. I think one thing people don't realize is all sports, basketball and football especially, are about matchups. And the problem with some of the teams we played, they had extremely strong defensive lines, and they were able to put more pressure on the quarterback. I think this might be a more favorable matchup for Hoyer than Manziel because they're not going to be coming at him as quickly as even the Jaguars. They had a defensive line that could come at you quickly. And for those who are talking about Hoyer's record, if you want to get technical, he actually puts you in place near the beginning of the season that the team could have been 9-7 if the defense was playing right at the beginning.
Yeah, there's no question. He was playing great. And if, bring me back Brian Hoyer from the first five games, and I think that's what Mike Pettine is hoping to see. In those first five games, Brian Hoyer had 7 touchdowns and he had 1 interception. He was doing phenomenally well for the Cleveland Browns. In those first five games, Brian Hoyer had more touchdowns than interceptions in all 5. In the last 7 games, unfortunately, Brian Hoyer has had more touchdowns than interceptions only 1 time. He has had more interceptions than touchdowns 3 times, and he has just 4 touchdowns and 9 interceptions during that span. Bring back that Brian Hoyer. That's what he's going to need to do. Take care of the football. And if he can do it, then you have an opportunity. In my opinion, Brian Hoyer, the referendum is on him now. Mike Pettine has said, I'm giving you 1 more vote of confidence. You need to go out there and show me what you can do. You need to kind of snap out of this little funk that you have been in and start producing and taking care of the football. Because once he eliminates, and some people would argue, right now he has already eliminated that, but once he eliminates the advantage over Johnny that, you know, well, you trust Brian Hoyer with the football more than you trust Johnny Manziel, then you just get into the talent discussion and the upside and the potential discussion. That's not going to be favorable for Hoyer.
You're right. And I think everything that you just said prior to the, you know, your last comment is indicative and the root of Coach Pettine's decision. Gambling on the fact that we're going to get back the Brian Hoyer that is safe with the football, that is smart with the football, that is the leader, that understands. And I also, too, I just don't think that Coach Pettine and this staff, even though Johnny's doing all the work, and even though Johnny is growing and evolving as a quarterback, and we saw that in Buffalo, they're just not sold on it being at this time right now when they are still in the playoff hunt.
They are not. They are sticking. They're dancing with what brung them. Brian Hoyer remains the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. Final segment in hour number 1. We're going to take a few more calls to wrap this one up. Then we will re-air Mike Pettine's press conference right after this at 2 p.m. That'll start at 2 p.m. sharp. So a couple more calls, 216-578-0050. To get your reaction, Browns stick with Brian Hoyer. Do you like it? Are you against it? What do you think? Let us know.